Do not confuse this with treatment or mental health advice or direction. Nothing on this podcast is made to supplement or supersede the relationship and direction of your mental health caretakers. Although David Koslowski is a licensed marriage and family therapist, he is not functioning as a certified mental health professional in this environment. And same applies to any professional who may appear on the Light the Fight podcast. Welcome to the OG Therapy.
Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of OG Therapy. And as always, I got my man with me, Rojo and K Scott. What's up, fellas?
What's going on, man? What's going on? How y'all doing?
We're doing great, man. We're not going to talk about the weather, man, because we're going to flex how old we are. At least I'm going to let people know how old we are. We keep about talking about the weather every single time.
Right. Yeah, it's raining right now in Utah.
We blew it. Yep, we blew it. Well, old man Rojo, we had to say, how do I get on YouTube?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got to get my man on YouTube, man.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Shorts. Rojo knew how to get on YouTube. He just couldn't find the reels we posted. That's all.
Yeah, I couldn't find the shorts. That's how I'm getting old. This happened.
Because you're tall.
Yeah. And all of our listeners know, when you're with your good friends, if they screw up, you got to let them know they screwed up, right? You got to roast them a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. It's coming for all of us. I know it's coming for me and you both, Kenneth. So, all right, let's go ahead and go. Kenneth, you got our question for the day from a real-life teenager. Let's get it going. And why did you pick this one?
All right, so I got the choice of selecting one of these fine questions by these students, and so I'm gonna go with this one.
What about the month? Why did you pick these questions?
Yeah,
we're gonna do a series of questions this month.
Right, I picked these exact questions simply because it's Mental Health Awareness Month, and we need to do more of bringing the awareness out there to people, right? And bridging the gap between the people that don't know and the people that do know, to bring them together. So I picked this question and these questions, but we're only going to do one right now just because of that. So the first question, let's get it going. I'm reading off this iPhone, squinting, because I don't have bad eyes, but right now I look like I do. The first question is, how can therapy help? But what if I'm scared to go to therapy? And also, what types of therapy are there?
Very, very good. I mean, they're all good questions. So I'm going to speak not from a therapist, but from a person who's been to therapy before. And I know, Kay, you've been to therapy as well, too. Yes, therapy can help. And you will be scared while sitting in the lobby waiting to talk to someone that you've never met before.
Mm-hmm.
It's very similar to, like, you know, and I'm going to use this, not it's the same type of situation, but like any blind date, first day at practice, first day when you don't know what the environment's like, you've never been to that situation, never been to that place, you never met these people. Anytime you walk into something new, you're a rookie. And when you're a rookie, you're gonna have rookie nerves and you know, things of that nature. In this, though, it's especially scary because you know what's on the other side of that wall. On the other side of that wall is hopefully help, but also the only way you can get help is you gotta bring the pain to the surface. Talking about the things that we keep really close to our chest, the things that we protect. Most people are very protective of their shame and insecurities for good reason, because you don't want people to put you on blast. You don't want people to expose your weaknesses. And if you do have weaknesses, you want to be able to tell the story. You don't want other people to tell your bad mistakes. You want to be able to have control of the narrative and talk about that. So you're going to be really nervous and you're going to be scared. But the most important thing is that you always remember, the only way to achieve courage and bravery, like the number one ingredient to become courageous and brave, which you're going to have to become courageous and brave if you want to get through difficult times of life. But the number one ingredient is you first have to be scared to death of something. If you're not scared of something, you would have no reason to summons those attributes from you. You can't summon that warrior unless you have something to go to war for, right? Kenneth, what do you think about from your experience?
You know, from my experience, the first thought that came to mind when someone's like, we're gonna go ahead and put you in therapy, I thought, I was like, hold on. Hold on. I'm not crazy. Like, yeah. I'm not crazy. What you doing?
You're like, so, please tell me this is massage therapy.
Yeah, like massage therapy, physical therapy. Like, there's so many type of therapies out there. Please don't tell me it's the therapy that I'm thinking you're talking about. And so, just like the person that asked the question, I was scared because I didn't want to face, like Kyle was saying, my own fears. And being vulnerable to me at that time felt more of as a more as a weakness rather than a strength. And so when I finally opened up to, at this time I had a lady who was given to me with as a counselor, as a therapist, we put everything out on the table. I was literally vulnerable. I was crying. I was shedding tears. I had a bucket full of tears right next to me with
boogers in your nose. You get the boogers.
All that boogers snot. I'm over here going like doing all that. But you know, it was so cool because after I laid everything out on the table, it allowed me to be aware of the problems or challenges that I was having that was really affecting me to get me to the next level and figuring out what the cause of that was. And then after I understood what the cause of that was, the therapist was able to help provide me with a solution that can help benefit, you know, me in the long term. And so I was scared to death at first, but going through therapy and bringing these like solutions and techniques to me, you know, making me aware of them, it allowed me to be able to overcome anything future wise, to not have to repeat the same lesson twice.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Rojo, have you ever gone to any counseling or therapy? Cause I honestly can't remember if we've talked about that.
Yes. Yes, I have. And I'm currently still going through some of the therapy sessions that I have because the NFL provide us retired NFL players with seven sessions that's that right. we can go to. Mm. And it's different topics, but you know,
yeah. What was your experience? Cause we're talking to a rookie, someone who's never been before. So what was your experience when you first walked in? Like, cause they're obviously scared, hesitant, you know, wonder if they should go.
I was gonna say it's one of those things where you feel like you don't need it. Mm. It's like, you know, it's like, what is it? You know, you don't want to, for us as my first time going, I felt that who talks to therapists? Like who does this? It's like, it's pretty much somebody listening to you. And to me, it's like, listen to you complain about things. And then they just say, yes, this, that, and they ask questions. But in reality, it's something that's very helpful because you have somebody that's not judgmental. You have somebody that's willing to listen to some of the things that you might think that's a shortcoming or that you might think that's embarrassing or anything else that's happened within your family that you're unable to talk to, which that therapist is there to listen and also there to give their not just advice. They just like to ask questions to get you to talk because sometimes us as humans, and that's women or male, we have a hard time talking. And having somebody there that can listen without judging is very beneficial because it's a lot of times that us as adults and as teenagers, when it comes to this question, you can say things and they will listen. And that's all you need sometimes is just somebody to listen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it sounds like you went through that because Kay, Rojo, you guys both said it's a very similar thing. Going into it, you had this perception of what it'd be like.
Right.
And then when you went through it, it's almost like a huge pleasant surprise. At least it was for me. Was that same with you? For you guys, gives perspective. After I left my first therapy session, I was like, I feel like 100 pounds lighter.
Right.
And in one sense, I was like, there's hope. And in another sense, like, damn, I'm more messed up than I thought it was.
So like,
I had to pay the therapist.
So yeah. And it took me probably six times to go to finally feel like, okay, I think I'm starting to get this breakthrough that everybody mentions and talks about and starting to feel more comfortable sharing some of the deeper or open up some of those doors that I've closed in my brain from trauma and from different things. So,
yeah, because so many people, now I'm speaking as an actual therapist. So many people come to me, they're like, I just want to let you know, I'm not really that messed up. You know, I'm not that bad. And they'll give me like 45 minutes, an hour, sometimes multiple sessions of just telling me all the things that, you know, may look bad, but aren't really that bad. And then by the end of it, sometimes they'll look at me and they'll be like, okay, so I guess I'm acting like I really don't need this at all. I'm like, yeah, but you keep on showing up every week. I'm like, and I could see like for them, like they knew their own fears, worries, and fear of being judged, right? Like they had to be trust me. And sounds like you guys, same thing. A really good therapist, by the way, unlike other professions, well, I think all professions really, it's beneficial if you have a good connection with the professional. But in this specific situation, to the person who answered this, if you don't have a connection with that person, it's going to be really hard to trust them with your most sensitive, sincere parts of your life.
Right. So, yes. And then to give a little bit more advice about that is that it's a lot of different therapists that's out there in the world. And one don't fit all. Like you might have to go through five or six or seven of them before you finally feel like you found somebody. So it takes time and it takes the courage as a teenager to be able to go out there and be like, hey, mom or dad, I really feel like I need to talk to somebody. Like my son is currently has a therapist that he talks to, and the relationship that he has with her is great. I don't even try to involve myself in it because it's like, hey, this is something that's really important to you, and I'm going to support you as a parent.
Yeah. You know what's so cool about therapy? Like, I wear it as a badge of armor now. Like, it's like a patch on my chest. Like, look, I go to therapy type thing. And
shoot, you made a song about it.
Literally, yeah.
You wrote a song about it. Like the hit, here it goes.
Yeah, and it's so cool because now it shows me how to present emotions to people and be honest and open. And it's cool because now people like asking me, is it cool to go to therapy? Like asking me, like, in a way, should I go to therapy? But they ask it in a different way. Like, what's that one segment we used to do, Kaz? My friend
confession
said,
session? Or no, so I got this friend.
So I got this friend
that's wondering if therapy can help or not. You're like, this friend happened to be wearing some Nike Cortezes right now with some khakis on.
That's exactly what it is. And so, like, me being honest and forthcoming about, you know, my journey through mental health, you know, it's allowing others to be like, you know, I'm gonna go down that same road. It ain't a dead end after all. It's actually a through street. So that's what's been pretty cool about my journey going through it. And shoot, for a creative mind like me, I clog up so much stuff up here that I need some, like, a levee to just let it all out, you know. And so,
like, that release valve, like,
yeah, exactly,
get all the extra stuff out. Yeah, you know, anyone listening to this, but obviously the person asked the question, it's really crucial to look at therapy like a friendship. Chemistry is so important. There has to be, like, when you can relate to someone, there might be some surface things that you can relate to, but some people will relate to a therapist not on the surface stuff. Like, I've had people tell me, like, yeah, one of the best therapists they ever went to, they look the person up and down, like, me and this person have nothing in common. We would not normally hang out. There's nothing about us that, like, it clicks. I had this happen with me in my life, I had three really good therapists. I went to five different ones. Two of them, like you said, Rojo, just the chemistry wasn't there. Like, I didn't go back after a couple times. But this one woman, I walk in there and I'm in the lobby looking around. And I was like the rookie in the lobby because you could tell everybody's like looking like, oh, we've never seen him, because there was multiple therapists there. And I was there to see this lady first time. I'm filling out the new client paperwork. And I swear everybody's looking at me like, I wonder what he's in here for. And I was nervous and shaking and scared of, like, all my cool macho, like, I'm the man. That was not present when I was in that lobby
at all.
When I walked in, she had, like, candles, like, incense. She sat down, slipped off her, like, Birkenstocks sandals and, like, crossed her legs and sat up in, like, a yoga position. I was like, wait, where am I at? I'm like, what's going on? Like, because my therapist at the U, when I was playing football, he was like a doctor kind of a therapist.
Yeah.
Like, I was in, like, a professional office. This lady looked like, I mean, it looked like we were, like, some yoga retreat. So I was like, this isn't going to work. I didn't feel comfortable. I tell you what, man, she helped me with my mommy issues more than anyone, because she was like, when you talk about safety, some people say, yeah, some person doesn't feel safe, or some people don't feel safe. This woman didn't feel safe because she was like, David, are you okay today? She didn't coddle me. She didn't baby me. She was safe because I believed that she was who she said she was. Mm-hmm. See, if she would have sat there wearing, like, you know, like a Lane Bryant, like, business suit on to try to look like a professional therapist. No, she was kind of hippie, but she wasn't pretending to be someone else. That's who she was. So it didn't matter to me what she looked like, that she took off her shoes in the middle of the session. It was weird at first. It was that she was so genuine. She made me feel safe because I knew she wasn't playing me. I knew this wasn't about, like, her trying to be the best therapist. She literally, for 1 hour, only cared about me. And at that time of my life, I really needed that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, and then to throw something out there for our listeners that's out there, most of the high profile celebrities, they have therapists. And athletes. And they don't sit around like, just, oh, throw it out there like we do. But I'm telling you right now, if you're listening and this is one of your questions, this is very important that some of the people that you look up to, they have somebody that they can talk to, whether it's a therapist or whether it's therapy, they have somebody that they can confine some of the deeper topics within them with this person. And it's always very helpful.
Now, the other part of the question to wrap this up, they said, what types of therapies are out there? Mm. There's lots of types of therapies out there. There's CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy. There's DBT. There's EMDR. Let me just put it this way. I think it's most important for you to talk to someone. Now, I would give someone a referral for therapy based upon I'd have to know the background and what they're looking for. The most important thing is having a connection and trusting the therapist. Now, if that therapist is a good therapist, then they can refer you to other people that maybe have skills and certifications and things that you may need that they don't have. So, for example, I will refer out to other people. If someone has really bad trauma from the past, really holding a lot of stuff inside that that they can't sort out, I'll still talk to that person, but I'll refer them to things like EMDR therapy. And if you want to know what that is, just Google that. Or if they're really emotionally unstable, I might refer them to some DBT treatments. My type of therapy is a combination with more of like cognitive behavioral narrative, but I've been doing it for so long, I just kind of created my own version of therapy and I call it OG therapy. And it actually created this podcast. I was talking to one of my buddies I played football with at the U today. He's a principal here locally in Utah. And shout out to my boy Juice. Amazing principal from Florida, and just a great guy. He's that principal that any kid in the school can go talk to, right? Well, he hit me up and he said, hey, you know, he bounces things off me. I got this situation. What do you think? So we're talking, and he's like, what you been up to, Kaz? And I told him about what we've been doing with OG therapy. Because he played football at Utah, he knows who both of you guys are. I was like, no way, that sounds cool. He goes, you know what, Kaz? I really like that. He's like, you know what a lot of kids nowadays, you know what they don't have? They don't have uncles and aunties that they can go talk to. Back in the day, like we used to have those OGs, like the older people in our life, they're like, hey, you know, am I messing up? Am I screwed up? And he made me laugh. He's like, yeah, man, back in the day, my uncles would be like, Juice, come here. He'd come over, he's like, we love you, Juice. And we're going to whoop your butt if you act like that again. You know what I mean? Like, now they didn't actually whoop his butt, but they're just like saying there's a love there. It's like, he's like, I would listen to those uncles because they cared about me, but they weren't trying to talk down to me. They weren't trying to save me and protect me from the world. They're trying to give me knowledge so that I could navigate my own life, so that I could figure out some difficult times.
Facts. Mic drop right there.
Well, I think we'll end on that. So we're going to be dialing up a lot of questions throughout this month because it is Mental Health Awareness Month. And so we want to pay homage to that. And, you know, we have had a lot of mental health questions. So we're going to focus on those this month. Thank you for the teenager that sent in that question. We really appreciate it. And as always, you guys, from family members to friends, to if you got a job, work relationships, life is all about relationships. If you put time and attention in those relationships, you will see progress. You only get better at things that you practice. And if you lack the right people to talk to in your life, or maybe you don't have some OGs in your life that you like to look up to, and you feel like, you know, out of sorts, you don't feel like your normal self, remember, you can always come and talk to these OGs because we got you. From the head to the toe, we got you, okay? Dial us in. Put us on your notifications so whenever you have something going on, you get those notifications. Who knows? Maybe the question we answer that week is going to be just for you. So from Rojo, K. Scott, myself, remember when you're down on your knees, come listen to your OGs. Thank you very much. Be cool.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic, but today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, and with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton and adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.